In Central Asia, in Uzbekistan, there's more violence today. This is one of the former Soviet republics. It borders Afghanistan. It was an important base for U.S. forces during the invasion of Afghanistan to displace the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. Clashes there last week between government forces and protesters reportedly left several hundred people dead. Here's Monica Whitlock from the BBC.
Helicopters circle Andijan as residents emerge from their houses after the violence.
I saw them washing the blood away from the roads. There was such a terrible smell that I couldn't stay there very long. I don't know what happened to the bodies and where they took them.
Sadr Khan is describing what he saw as he walked through the park, a full kilometre away from the main square where the shooting happened on Friday. Like most people, he's horrified and confused by what happened. Some residents are still looking for their missing relatives. This 50-year-old man was out searching for his son.
I don't know if he's alive or dead. I want to tell the whole world. Karamos people shot women and children. I saw young men with their hands up, shouting, "Don't shoot," but they just shot them.
The leaders of the demonstration sat praying in the mayor's office in the square as troops moved in and shot for almost 3 hours. It is President Karimov's version that most of Uzbekistan is hearing. He says here on state television that a group of Islamic terrorists seized the town centre and drew a huge crowd around them as a living shield. These people were criminals, he said, not protesters. The government has still not given a precise figure for the numbers of those killed, and it hasn't released all the bodies, even though Uzbeks, as Muslims, must bury their dead at once. Many local people say they've seen a great number of bodies, like this doctor, Gulbahor.
I went out to try to buy some bread. I met a friend on the street who told me that school number 15 was full of dead bodies, so I went to see for myself. There were at least 500 bodies laid out in the schoolyard. They were ordinary people, no children, they were mainly men.
It is hard to believe what has become of Andijan. Only last week, this was a cheerful, lively place full of bustle and noise, where many people were not afraid to stand up and speak out. Now it is quiet and sad, and it's hard to see how this city can recover.
Monica Whitlock filed that report for the BBC.